Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best, the podcast. I'm here with a very special guest. His name is Jeff Rubin, and he is the CEO and founder of the Sports Me app, which I have found myself completely obsessed with as of lately. So, Jeff, how are you doing today?
Dre, I'm amazing, man. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're giving a lot of people a big community to talk sports and stuff. And I wanted to really shed light on what you've been able to do, what your app's been able to do. And also, I just kind of want to know a little bit more about behind the scenes. So we're going to get into that and everything that that entails. But Jeff, could you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got so into sports in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, I think deep down, we're all sports fans when we're kids, right?
Yeah.
So even if we're not sports fans, it's all around us. Our brothers and sisters, our families, our friends, they all talk about sports. They debate sports topics from the day, you know, that we're in elementary school. And so sports is a big part of my life. I've been in the tech world, anywhere from sales to marketing to business development, user acquisition. And I did pretty well. But when it came to always wanting to be in the sports industry in one way or another, I had this eye-opening moment that was when SportsMe was first thought of, I realized that there was a way for me to join the sports industry and actually empower everyone who does love sports, whether they're fans or athletes.
Right, right. No, and it has made a big difference. And I know a lot of people go there to kind of get things off their chest, whether it's complaints or just thoughts on their sport or sports in general. Jeff, is SportsMe the only thing you do now as a career?
It is. I am devoted to family and SportsMe and nothing else.
Wow, that's awesome. So
I should say that I do try and hoop as much as I can.
Okay, all right. So what would you say as far as skill level goes? Would you be willing to just compete with anybody?
You know, I asked Ryan Hollins, one of our advisors and one of my closest friends, to play me one-on-one all the time, and he won't do it. I think he's afraid.
He's seen the skill set.
He hasn't seen the skill set. He's nervous. He sees me as a bulldog running a company, and so he, it's fun to go back and forth trying to get him to actually play. But he is a 7-footer, an amazing basketball player, and even a better human being.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, and he's all over ESPN. You see him all the time. If you watch sports at all, you'll see Ryan Hollins. Jeff, tell me a little bit about the app itself, where you got the idea, and also just some of the things that go into the app itself.
Yeah, so the moment was really when I was watching my beloved Celtics last year in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals, when we had Isaiah Thomas and they had Kyrie Irving. And Ernie Johnson made a comment at halftime that Isaiah Thomas should never go into the paint if LeBron James is also in the paint. And I just didn't agree, Trey.
Wow.
And I thought, IT has one of the best hesitation moves. He can cook anybody on that. And Ernie, who are you to say this comment that is completely false? And At that moment, I texted. You know, I was home alone. My wife was asleep. I'm watching the game. I'm not around any friends at the moment. Like, most of us are not with our friends all the time, right?
Sure.
But we always want to talk about sports. So I texted 10 friends, and hence the emotional buy-in of sports. All 10 got back to me within 2 minutes, and all I asked was, what do you think about Ernie Johnson saying this? And 9 out of 10 said, I could do better.
Wow.
And so I thought, what does that mean? Does that mean Ernie should be fired? Does that mean I should be up there? Does that mean my friend should be on TNT? Or when I really thought about it, I realized, Trey, that there was something missing. There was a missing element from this beautiful thing called sports fandom, which is very different than sports itself. My belief and my passion is to empower fans and athletes to have a voice they've never had and actually achieve goals, does not exist today in sports.
Yeah.
And beyond that, it's not just empowering fans and athletes to power voice and achievable goals. It's doing that in a gamified feedback loop, which actually is more addicting, more fun, and allows everyone to take part in a virtuous cycle of fandom.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I love the fact that the story all comes down to one exact moment that you realized it. A lot of people can't do that. You definitely remember that exact moment. And within a year, you developed this app. How did you develop the app? Did you go with a team, or are you just that tech savvy?
No, I'm not the tech side at all. So I have an absolutely brilliant co-founder, two co-founders who are the technical side, Art and Nick. One is a genius back-end engineer, sold his last company off a very successful exit. The other is the most gifted iOS engineer. I mean, you've seen the app. The quality is like Snapchat or Instagram. It's phenomenal.
Sure.
And we have, when I say we have so much coming, we literally have more coming than I can even share, as we've talked about privately. But they're truly brilliant. And so we are now building out our tech team to bring on a lot of these things that we want to. But we, you know, Trey, we executed fast. We truly love this thing. We love SportsMe. We love what it does for the everyday fan. And just in a few months, we've seen thousands of fans join our community. And we're so grateful that they found SportsMe to be the place that they can share their opinion on sports topics, debate others, and have this outlet where otherwise they would not.
Jeff, SportsMe has so many functions that a lot of sports fans would definitely love. I really, really enjoy the part where you can give people points based on how much you like it. And the way I describe this to my friends, when people are telling me or asking me about this app or what'd you just post up on the internet or whatever, and I tell them that it's like the around the horn for sports fans. And that's kind of the way that I look at it and stuff. Could you kind of explain it to the people that are listening that have never seen the app itself, maybe in a quick snapshot?
Yeah, absolutely. And before I say anything, I would say anyone who is a sports fan who right now has an iPhone, we are a month or two away from Android, you need to download it right away. We turn sports fandom into a mobile video game. You can move up leaderboards, you can gain followers, you can literally debate or battle anyone you want in 30-second clips or less. You can rejoin the conversation, you can make friends and nemesis, and you can talk about sports all day long. And if you ask a question, if you start a debate, people will join you within seconds.
Yeah, they definitely will. No, I've done it myself, and I've experienced it all. It's been great. And I really like it for the show itself. I get to ask questions about certain topics, and then I get some responses, and I can actually share them on the show, radio show, podcast, whatever I'm doing. And I think that that's really, really valuable to somebody that is actually in the sports podcasting world as well. Jeff, what are some of your goals for the app itself?
Just like you said, you know, SportsMe is about building community, connectivity amongst like-minded people, and those people are the fans and the athletes, and they're the 99.9%ers. We all love sports, and so our vision is to connect the everyday fan, podcasters, anyone in sports media, every athlete, anyone who has aspired to be in sports media. And I can't go into all the details of stuff that's coming, but we are in the early stages of building a platform that will connect us all in ways that is truly a video game element. And, you know, it's really fun to see everyone quickly adopt to it. And our engagement levels are through the roof because, no shocker, people love to talk about sports. And even better than that, what is that dopamine hit that drives us crazy? Is we want to debate sports all day long.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Arguments are huge in your everyday life, especially when it comes to social media. I know a lot of people that get on Twitter, Instagram, or whatever, and they just get into the comment section, and they just start ranting off. And now you get to put a face to that. You get to put a voice to that, and people get to actually see you. And I think that's just a really cool function as well. Jeff, what celebrities have made appearances on your app?
Wow, so we're fortunate that a few celebrities and players have joined. Ryan Hollins is on SportsMe almost every single day. Hoops Nation, Dunk, Buster Shearer at Hoops Nation, Elliot Robinson at Dunk, a guy named Adam Sandler was on SportsMe, which is a pretty cool thing. You know, we, I'm trying to think of who else, Mustafa Shakur. So, also the kid who got trolled by Kevin Durant, he was on SportsMe, and he recently blew up, so I would call him a celebrity for a few days. But we have lots of plans to bring on more of these amazing people that will debate sports with the everyday fan very, very soon.
Jeff, where is your office located? Where do you guys really work out of? Or is it a mobile location?
Yeah, so we work out of Boston. So right now we work in a few different places. I go between Boston and L.A. often, sometimes New York. But essentially, Boston is where we'll always be headquartered. But we'll have lots of operations and people in Los Angeles because L.A. is really the epicenter of sports and digital media.
Is there any way to get a hold of some of your merchandise? I've noticed that a lot of your participants wear the shirt, they wear some of your gear, and a lot of people are wondering how to get that shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, if everyone goes and follows NBA player Mustafa Shakur, he posted just yesterday doing a workout in the SportsMe t-shirt. They're super comfortable. We send those out to a lot of our users, and actually, Trey, this is a great place to announce this. We are now starting a SportsMe ambassador team. And this could be hundreds, this could be thousands, this could be millions of people. Anyone who refers 10 people to SportsMe using our referral program will get a SportsMe t-shirt, will join the SportsMe ambassador team, and will be entered into winning weekly prizes. And this is just a minimum. When we add things into the platform, they will be so much greater than even that.
Wow. So much stuff just coming out here pretty soon. I'm really excited to see what happens here. I'm hoping to be a part of the ambassadorship as well. Jeff, I noticed that on your social media, because I do follow you guys, and I noticed that you guys are quite active on your stories and on your Instagram posts themselves, that you were able to meet up with a couple of people that actually have joined SportsMe on the app, and you did somewhat of a documentary commercial type of thing. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so I was in L.A. One of the guys in our team, Alex Himes, is in L.A. A couple other guys that are kind of in the SportsMe family that I know, Alex Monaco and Michael Lamont, we thought it would be fun to create a kind of like a lifestyle video of what SportsMe is all about. But we think differently. We are fans who built this for fans. So we weren't going to sit in an office and show face and talk about SportsMe. So we said, what's the next best thing? Let's go to Venice Beach. Let's play basketball. Let's talk about SportsMe. Let's videotape that. We literally played, Alex and I played a one-on-one game of basketball as we talked about SportsMe. Of course, I won.
Oh, of course.
But, and he actually is pretty good. But, and you know, we had fun. We talked about sports, and that is what SportsMe is all about. We are literally for the fans and the athletes, and we don't cater to the norms of sports media or this industry.
Yeah, and I mean, when you're with your friends, you're going to be talking sports anyway. So when you're at home by yourself, like you were when you discovered this idea, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to connect with other people that you don't even know. A lot of people I don't know.
No, actually, you'll think this is great. And actually, this is what SportsMe is all about. And the reason why we continue to grow and why all of your amazing listeners should be on the app is where we were playing basketball, we're fans. We literally were getting into it. Was Haidu Turkoglu, was he a point guard? Is Dwight Howard going to have a back year? You know, are the Celtics going to beat the 76ers? Yeah. And we were literally screaming, and random people who were watching our game or were on the sideline were stopping and asking us or putting in their opinion.
Huh.
And it was amazing that SportsMe happens in everyday life.
Oh, yeah.
We don't change the habits of anything. We just give people this amazing platform that's easy to connect. And it's all about connectivity amongst like-minded people. And that Venice Beach video was really just a fun thing to do to show people what we're all about.
Yeah, and connectivity is the name of the game for sure. You're out of Boston. You do stuff in Los Angeles. You went to Venice Beach. and I'm out of New Mexico, I've got to know if you can tell all the places that your app has been downloaded, because I know it's been all over the United States at least.
Literally, Trey, around the world. So we, in Australia, in the UK, in Europe, you know, we have lots of ways for language translation to come into play very soon. That's something easy that my co-founders and our tech team can do. But literally all around the world, because no shocker, everyone in the world wants to talk about sports, and specifically 3.5 billion people declare themselves sports fans.
Wow. Yeah.
That's half the world.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Dang, that's a lot. So you guys have almost a limitless opportunity to get a lot of people on your app.
I mean, there's when I and we've talked about this privately, you know, some of the things that are happening. The world has never seen what SportsMe and a partner are bringing, and every fan will literally want nothing to do other than debating and talking sports, which parlays into this other beast that is coming very, very soon.
I'm excited, Jeff. I definitely am. I wanted to get into a few topics that you might chime in on. I love the app. I think everybody needs to know about it. If you are listening to this, make sure and download it on the Apple iTunes Store, right? Is that what it's called? The App Store?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep, the iOS Store, SportsMe, one word. You can download it today, right now.
Yeah, do it, do it. So I'm going to get into a couple of different subjects that you might have an opinion on. And the first one that I'm going to start off with is who do you think is the best sports analysts on national TV?
Ryan Hollins.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
I think he is animated. I think he is energetic. I think he does not create fake news to stir controversy. And I think he tells it like it is.
Very cool. Do you have...
I do love everyone in sports media. I think it's a phenomenally difficult job. I wish everyone was given the opportunity to do that, which is part of what we do. But, you know, everyone there is so has a special place in the sports world. And, you know, it's challenging. And so very happy for all of them.
You're a big Boston fan. So I wanted to know a little bit about your fandom in Boston. Who are your favorite players in Boston across the board in sports?
So, like, right now or retired?
Both.
My favorite Celtic all time is Paul Pierce.
Okay.
I violently have battled with Ryan Hollins that I believe Paul Pierce is the greatest small forward to ever play the game. I don't know if I actually believe that, but I do believe he is one of them. I think Paul was an amazingly special player. You know, I love Tom Brady. I love David Ortiz. I think Pedro Martinez is the greatest pitcher ever created. If any of you users don't agree, please invite me to any battle. I accept all challengers. And I do think that the Celtics this season are going to win the championship. Look at the defense. Look at the length. Look at the offense. Look at Kyrie Irving, who's the greatest point guard in the NBA. And Mr. Gordon Hayward is returning.
So you have no issue saying that the Boston Celtics will be taking down the Golden State Warriors this year?
I will battle you or any of your followers who would love to challenge me on this topic. And I actually will give out a prize.
All right.
For anyone who watches this, let's do a new era hat. We'll give out a new era hat to anyone who starts a battle, tags me and you, tags your podcast, or writes your podcast in the battle, and whoever wins, they get a new era hat.
Wow, okay. So, and this is a cool thing, guys, because if you're listening to this, what you might not know is, hey, you know what? He owns the app or whatever, and he's going to win because he... No, that's not how it works. You get points based off of who likes your argument, and you cannot give yourself points, which is a very cool function. So you actually have a fair shot at winning this.
Everyone has a fair shot.
Especially the people arguing for Golden State over Boston, I'll tell you right now.
You know, in sports me, it's a little different. You don't have to know all the facts. You don't have to know you don't have to have a perfectly executed speech of what you believe is going to happen. That is not real life. We're all fans. We stutter. We forget what we're going to say. And in the confines of a 30-second video, it's far more fun. It's far more compelling. it's very easy to get your point across, but we all make mistakes. I'll do a battle, I'll stutter 10 times, and that's normal. And so whether you're funny, whether you're charismatic, whether you're just biased, whether you have a good opinion or a stupid opinion, those are the best takes. And it's those people who really show emotion that win the battles.
Yeah, they definitely do. And I've seen it myself. Jeff, I got a couple of predictions that I want to hear from you. And we can battle this out on the app as well. Who is going to win the World Series this year?
Red Sox.
Just easy answer, huh?
Red Sox.
That's easy as can be. Okay, and then I had another thing that has to do with your opinion here, and that is, do you find Isaiah Thomas post Boston Celtics to be kind of a crybaby?
I don't think he's a crybaby. I think that look what happened. He had an injury that clearly had an effect on his body type as a smaller guy in the NBA. I think IT is an amazing player, an elite scorer. No one can argue, actually, you can battle me if you want. He is an elite scorer, which is a difficult thing to find in the NBA. Do you agree to that?
Oh, absolutely.
And he had some challenges due to injuries. He was in a tough situation. And I think people will find that him and the Nuggets is a perfect fit for him.
I like it. And last question for you to debate out, is LeBron James going to propel the Lakers into the top three slots?
In the West. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Although I do. He's the greatest player in the land and would love to see him in the Sportsmeverse talking it up with all of you guys. I think that Denver got significantly better. I actually think that it can be Warriors, Lakers, Nuggets, Houston, but there's always a chance that Melo is going to be Hoodie Melo. He will shoot lights out, and the defense won't suffer too much, and Houston still might have an impact. But ultimately, yes, I do think that the Lakers will be a top three in the West.
Jeff, before we go, or before I get the last piece of advice from you, I want to know what your strengths are in your personal game of basketball, pickup basketball.
Passing.
Passing
and just court vision. I see all the passes before they even happen. And I love to just set people up for open baskets. I typically, in my leagues in Boston, average around 7 to 8 assists per game.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. Awesome. Okay. Jeff, any last piece of advice for anybody that is a big sports fan that wants to get their voice out there?
You know, downloading an app, you know, we all hesitate to download a new app, right? There's lots of new apps. We built SportsMe for literally hundreds of millions of us that want a voice, that want the power of voice to have this outlet to share their opinions, to talk about their team, to talk about their fantasy, to talk about their betting, to talk about why or why not a team may or may not win, or why this guy may do this, or what their favorite sneaker is, or what someone's the fashion that someone wears outside of the game. We all love to do this. And SportsMe is built by fans for fans and athletes, and we would truly love if everyone gave this a shot. And you will quickly see anyone who downloads today, you will dive right in and you will see why thousands of people have already given SportsMe a chance and literally spend 20 minutes a day on SportsMe because it's that much fun.
It is. It definitely is. Jeff, I appreciate you for being on the show, taking the time to be on the podcast, and I wish you the very best of luck, and I'm going to continue to argue things out on SportsMe.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Invite me to any battles. I will continue to crush you in any battle, especially all things Boston sports.
All right.
But thanks so much for having me. Hope to be on again in the near future, and I'll see you all in the SportsMeverse.
Hey guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.